We are holding by the Mishnah Daf Yutes Amar Aleph. Mishnah says, Yotzei Doifin, if a behemoth comes out through the side, not through the womb, and then Vabo Achro, the next one that comes out after, the second kid that comes out afterward, even though that comes out through the Rechem, so what's the luck of these two animals that came out first? So Rabbi Tafanayma Shneim Yerorish Yisovu. Both of them as a stuff is maybe they're a Bechor, and then both of them you have to wait until it leaves in the field, blue becomes a Bamum, and the Yochel Bamum of the Bailim. The Bailim, the owner, has already heated it when it becomes a Bamum, but before that, as a stuff is Bechor on them. Rabbi Akiva, says no. Shneim Einem Bechor. Both of these do not have a Loch of Bechor on it. Why Horishim? Again, the first one that came out of the mother came out through a Yaitse Dyson. Came out through the side, not through the womb. So Rishim of Nei Shena Petrechem. One of the lochas of a Bechor is only that comes out through the Rechem. It is not called coming out through the Rechem. Therefore, the first one has no Kedusha Bechor on it. The Ashena, the second one that came out afterward, the next kid this Apora, let's say, had, which came out through the Rechem, the Ashena Mephnei Shekod Muachar, it's not the first one that's born. The Apora gave birth already before to a Zohar. So the second one right now is not a Bechor. That's a lochas of Kiva. A Bechor has to be both. It's the first one coming out, and it has to be a Petarechem. Here, the first one was not a Petarechem, and the second one is not the first one, therefore it's not called a Bechor. The Mor says, the Mike and Lithuania was a Machlaika Soviet Alien, Rabbi Tarfin, Misafkalei, Bechor, the Dovarechot, Ihevi Bechor, Ilo Yevi Bechor. Rabbi Tarfin has a Fasafik, like each one of these have a look like a Bechor in one halacha, but not a complete Bechor. The first one here, even though it's a Yotze Dyphon, didn't come out of the Rechem, but our Kofonim is the first one to be born. And the second one, even though it's not the first one to be born, but it's the first one of the Peter Rechem. So Mitzadech means there's one thing to give it a Shein Bechor, so Tafin is Mesutik, if that's enough to give it a Din Bechor on it. Therefore, each one has a Sotu Bechor on them, and therefore it's Yeror Et Yisrovu. Rebbe Kiva holds no Pshitalei. That Bechor, the Dover Rechem, Lo Yevi Bechor, that's not called a Bechor. A Bechor has to be a complete Bechor, the firstborn, and a Peter Rechem. Now the Gemara says, Tan Rabban, what is this? There's a Klal of, the Loch of Miklal HaTzorach LaPrat, or Miprat HaTzorach LaKlal. That even though usually we have a Klal and a Prat, and if the Torah says one thing, a Klal, a general rule, and then the Torah says a Prat. So we say, why does the Torah say the Prat? To teach us that Ein Bechal Elamash of a Prat. That the Iker is only what the Prat is and not the Klal at all. But now there's another case, and that's called a Klal that Tzarech LaPrat, meaning if Torah would have just said the Klal, we would not know what it means. The Prat comes to explain the Klal. For such a case, that's not called the Prat or Klal. That's called still like the Lech of a Klal. It's only the Prat here is coming to explain what the Klal means. And the other way also, only Prat at Tzarech LaKlal, certain times there's a Prat here, we do not know what it means. You need the Klal to explain it, what it means. So these two cases are not the general halacha of a Klal of Prat, but it's something new, and it doesn't have a halacha like a Klal of Prat. Case said, where is there such a case like this? The Yilchus Bechor, that the Pasuk says, Kadish li ko Bechor. The Torah says, the Ebeshah says, make a Kedusha and all the Bechorim. So from this Pasuk on this Klal, Yochel, I would have thought to say, I feel the cave of a Mashmer, even in the cave is also included, the Klal, ko Bechor. Remember, the Pasuk says the word Zohar. So this first part is called the good Klal of Prat. Out of the Klal from Kadosh Li Kol Bechor, I would have thought even Zohar and the Kavim. Both. Now when the Torah says the word Zohar, that's the Prat. So here we darshan Ein Bechlal Alamash of a Prat. You only have Kedushas Bechor on a Zohar on a male, and not on a Nekeva. Now Vaita. Now to go to Awalocha. Now, E Zohar, the Torah says the word Zohar. Yochor, I would have thought to say, Afilu Yotasa Nekeva Lefanov, even if a Nekeva came before. Because maybe Bechor Zohar means the first male that's being born that has Kedushas Bechor. Maybe that's from the cloud here of Zohar, which must mean any Zohar, any firstborn Zohar, has a loch of a Bechor. Even though it had a Nekeva that was born before it. On this time, the Apostle says, no, Prat of Teterechem. It says the Prat of Teterechem, no. What's called a Bechor, what's called a Zohar? Not any Zohar, but only a Zohar, which is a Petarechem, the first one coming out of the mother's womb. So if the mother already gave birth to an Akeva before, and now this is the first Zohar coming out that has no Kedushas Bechor, because that's the Taitcha Petarechem. here, this Petrechem, it's not like a klal and a prat. The Zorchus are a klal, and Petrechem is like the prat. But the Petrechem is coming to explain, what does the Zorchus mean? The Zorchus means, where it's a Petrechem, is the first one that came out of the Rechem. Now, still, E Petrechem is from this prat of Petrechem. Yochla, I would have thought to say, so, Afilu Yotzrach, our Yetzi Daifim. Let's say the Purah first had one baby, through a Yetzi Daifim, came out through the side. Then the second one gave birth to, that was his Petrechem. So I would have thought to say, maybe the second one has a Kedushas Bechor, because the Mice is a Petrechem. But there's no Talmud, and the Pasuk says, Bechor, said the Russian before, a Klal of a Bechor. So this is called the Prat Hatzarech LeKlal. The Prat needs to explain by the Klal, that what's called a Bechor that the first one to come out. And even though it says Petrechem, this is the first Petrechem, that's not enough. It also has to be a Petrechem. Since the kids of the Pshat Tak and the Kiva and the Mishnah, that a Bechor is only both Tanoim, that it had to be a Petrechem and a Bechor, the first one born. Now, Omer Rav Sharbi Yoli Abaya. Rav Sharbi said to Abaya, let's see. Reisho, Lekinos of La Tamud Bechor. In the Reisho, the first type of a drush, when it says the word, Zohar, Yochel Afilu Yotz Nekabel Afonu, Tam Lerman says the word Petrechem. So the question is, what do we have to have the Pasuk Petrechem? Let it say the word Bechor, that Bechor should be Mashman, had to be the first one born. So the Reisha does not bring down the word Bechor. Why? So Alma Bechor Ladover Echod, heavy Bechor, doesn't have to be a Bechor completely, even though Nekabel was born before. But since this is the firstborn Zohar, I would have thought to say that is called the Bechor. Therefore, I need the word of Petrechem. Now, let's see. Seifa, the Seifa, Kenosav La Tamud Bechor. The Seifa, though, when we want to know the Suffolk, how do we know that the second Petrechem becomes after Yetzi Doifin? How do we know the second kid has no Gushas Bechor? So, Dash and Tamlam, it says the word Bechor. What do we see from the word Bechor? Alma Bechor, the Dover Echad, the heavy Bechor. We see with Taichov the word Bechor, the Dover Echad, is not called a Bechor. So the Chor says, like, that the word Bechor by itself is the Mashmois to say it means a complete Bechor, both the firstborn and a Petrechem. And maybe no, either one alone is called a Bechor. Which the Chor was saying is the Machlaikas to Mishra between the Bekeep and the Metaphorin. So when it says back, oh Malay. So Abayin says back, no, oh Malay. Le'yolim really bechor le'dover echad lo yehavi bechor. Could be no. The mashmois of the pasuk is a bechor le'dover echad is not called a bechor. Forget. A bechor means a complete bechor. Only le'dover echad is not called a bechor. Yeah, so how come in the ratio we don't bring down the word bechor? Because for ratio like this, focus on this is what the ratio means to say. E zochar, the Torah would have just said the word zochar. So yochar, I would have thought to say, afilu yaitse daifin. Even maybe yaitse daifin is zochar that comes up through the side is also called a bechor. But they have me that's called the complete Bechor though, because it is the firstborn and it's a Zohar. Talmudim with this, I need the Pasuk, set the Rechem to say, no, it has to come out of the Rechem. That's called the Bechor. So Rashi explains now, once I know Pet Rechem, now I know in the case when the Kaveh came out first, and then the Zohar comes out, and has no Kedushas Bechor, because you need a Pet Rechem also. Then the Chanami, the Reisha, the reason why I didn't bring down the word Bechor, not because the word Bechor doesn't mean a complete Bechor. No, it means a complete Bechor. But as the word Bechor, I would have thought to say if a Zohar is coming out first, the Yetzir Daifin, through the side, not through the womb, I would have thought to say that's called the complete Bechor. That's the Kedrosh of Keter Rechem. No, it has to come through the Rechem, and not if it comes through the Sephirian through the side. That's a biased shot. And that's the Maskon we'll soon see. Ravina says a little different. Ravina Amanol, Yerlam could be maybe Bechor, Ledover Echad, heavy Bechor. As the Essen word from the Taitcha Bechor could be Bechor, Ledover Echad, is also called the Bechor. And if so, if it's safe, why does the safe bring down the word Bechor? Hochikom, this is what the safe means to say. Re, Sakotat, if you tell me and think that Yotzaach, Yotze, Doif, and Kaddish, if the Zohar comes out after, where the first one came out through the Syrian through the side, the second one comes out through the Petrechem. If you tell me that's called the Bechor, if so, then Bechor, the Kosov Rechman Alomali. Why does the Torah have to write the extra word Bechor? It's extra. You don't need the word Bechor. And now Rashi says that these Sagadarta, Bechor, the Kosov Rechman, the Mashmashay, Bechor, the Mikfas, is enough to be a Mikfas of Bechor. It's so Lomali, the Kosov, what do you have to write it for? Lomali, Lift, let the person just say, Petach, Chamor, and Zorcha, Tartish, Lishta, be quiet. If so, it's an extra word, Bechot, teach us, not because that's the mashmoyis of the word Bechor, but since it's an extra word, therefore I say you have to be a Bechor completely. Samora says, Ilamute, Hechad, Diyot, Nekev, Lefon,